Good morning, Imposters! Happy Friday! Yes, it's been a week. We are back. I would like to say I had a great birthday this past week. I am alive at 55. Well, that's how the speeding slogan went back in the day, along with the Smokey Bear and preventing forest fires. And there was also that little weird Indian with the tear coming down his face. You know who I'm talking about. He wanted you to not litter and preserve the earth. I know you youngsters don't remember any of this, but if you're in your 40s and older, you know what I'm talking about. However, 55 is not just my new age. I've arrived safely, as the slogan goes. There were a few accidents along the way, hence the reason driving no more than 55. Hell, I remember my first accident. I wasn't even on the highway. I was on the base in the Bliss after a kiss from a guy I was infatuated with. Yeah, I said it. It wasn't love. I was coming down the street, still dreamy-eyed, and there was this blinking red light, unbeknownst to me at this time. But I went through it. I was quickly brought back to reality when I heard the thud. Yeah, I said it, a thud. It felt like the driver's side door was caving in of my 1979 Toyota Corolla. And it did. And I also did a 180, so I was facing in the opposite direction I was coming in. I got out of the car, and there was this pregnant lady on the pavement, lying there belly up. I was stunned, to say the least. I remember her laying there, and I was thinking, oh, shit, how did she get here? The problem was she looked all too familiar. She wasn't physically hurt, but I did recognize her. I would later find out she was a patient at our clinic. Mom and baby was okay, however. On my accident report, the EMTs noted my blood pressure was up, and my only concern was the lady in the other car. Luckily, she didn't recognize me. And that guy, that relationship didn't even last long. Funny thing is, I can't even remember his name to this day. Yet I had a whole accident thinking about him. Wow, how time flies. Literally, I was supposed to be a star by now. I guess I need to work on becoming a YouTube famous, because this traditional route is not working for me. I still remember back in the day before moving to Georgia, I told my dad I was going to be an actress. He said, "You're going to be a starving actress." I thought that was cruel at the time. I'm holding my chest, thinking about that, reminiscing. He would continue with, "You should be a nurse." Well, I did join the Navy and went into medical. It helped, but didn't go into nursing when I got out. I got into teaching and writing instead. I love both. However, I love writing more, hence why I've recently finished another novel. So if you're listening and wondering what you can get me for my birthday, it's still not too late. I have an idea. Go to Amazon, look for my books under the pen name K.E. Mullins. I have a series, the Ice series. It starts with The Friends and Family Connection, Get Unplugged. The second book is In the Company of Strangers, and the last in that series is Murder, Another Name for Revenge. More are coming to a Kindle near you. What are my plans today? Well, I'll be doing some giveaways later. So if you're not following me on Twitter, my Twitter handle is KEMullins at Jazzy Poet. Oh, wow. That's all for now. I've had an amazing week. For my birthday, my husband surprised me with a party. Boy, was I surprised. They all got me. So kudos to all my friends that were there. And until next time, have a great weekend, and thanks for listening.
Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. the show cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summer turns skirts and my guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say, I'm kind of busted, it's all because
this is how we do it.
Central doesn't like nobody.